you decided to support Trump in 2024, what was it about the MAGA movement that made you support it? Was it the fact that you are, as you described, or was there something different transpiring in 2024 that you saw compelled you to gravitate towards that?
Well, the first thing is I felt like the election was stolen from him in 2020. There's no way that anybody can convince me that Joe Biden is the most popular president of all time and he got over 81 million votes. I'm not going for it. The second thing is that I start to take a deeper look at my own life, right? Because especially as Black people in the community, we taught to automatically vote Democrat regardless because we Black, right?
Yeah.
But when I started to deep dive into the things that Democrats stood for, it wasn't the fact that Republicans or Trump or MAGA first got my attention. The first thing that got my attention is the things that I didn't align with the party that I had been voting for based off of what my family told me to do, right? I don't believe in men and women's bathrooms. I don't believe in, you know, a lot of the stuff, my dollars going to the federal government and letting them manage my money more than I can. You know, I believe in smaller government. I believe in spirituality. I believe in a lot of the things. And so when I started to figure out, what are we doing? Why am I voting this way? I started to explore, you know, what about Trump didn't I like? And I realized that it was more propaganda that was fed to me and that, you know, he was supposedly be racist and all of this stuff. And then I started to evaluate every other president that came before him. And I realized that he's just a quote unquote straight shooter, right? I mean, he just tells it like it is, regardless of whether you agree with him or not. And most of the things that he said, I aligned with.
You know, one of the things I want to push back on you on this notion about the 2020 election from this perspective. I believe that the election was legit, but not for the reasons one would think. I totally agree with you. I don't believe any way in hell 81 million people wanted Joe Biden to be president. But I do believe 81 million people wanted anybody but Donald Trump. So because of that, it makes it because of that, it made it believable in terms of chaos. How much noise was being made. You know how people were like, you had people celebrating in the streets like, oh my God, we're finally freaking. You saw how exaggerative and how extra folks were when Trump was put out of office. So I'm saying that to me was emblematic of a large portion of America saying we wanted a break from all of that noise. That's why I believe the election was legitimate.
But okay, Stephen A., so let me push back at you a little bit.
Sure.
Why are Democrats so against voter ID?
Well, hold on. We ain't got to argue. Me and you aligned with that. It don't make no. I'm not supporting. Listen, you got to have an ID for everything.
Right.
I'm with you with that. I mean, I do think it was ridiculous, but I also pay attention to Senator Fetterman, who's been supporting for the most part of the Republicans. When Fetterman said, quote, he said certain things about the SAFE Act are a bit extra. Yeah, you essentially got to have a passport, and it is more difficult to get ID, you know, under these restrictions that they're putting out there than it was before. So I do believe that, but that doesn't mean that both sides can't come together and resolve that in a damn day. And for the Democrats to act like no ID should be required or whatever, like California and some of the stuff I learned about them and what they're doing under Gavin Newsom, that is utterly ridiculous. So you and I we ain't far off on that.
But that tells me, though, that they're fighting for it for a reason. And I don't believe it's because they really believe that people are being disenfranchised at the polls. I believe that they're fighting for it because they truly believe that it's going to affect whether or not they get elected and future elections. And I believe that the Democrats, their whole strategy, because as people get older and wiser, this is not even my opinion. This is a fact. Most people evolve to become more conservative, and then they sometimes more often than not deflect over and to become a Republican, right? When you're younger, that's really a Democrat's game is being, you know, liberal, right? Because you don't know any better. But as people get older and wiser, they never defect from the Republican Party over to the Democrat Party. It's usually the other way around, right? What they have to do is they have to find new voters and new people that support them. And I believe that the civil rights movement was hijacked by feminism. Feminism ultimately was hijacked by the LGBTQ movement, which Obama ushered in, and he solidified that. I believe that diversity, equity, and inclusion was ultimately the thing that they really leaned on in order to make sure that they had voter people in the voter rolls that not only identified as Black, not only identified as Latino, not only identified based off of their sexuality, but they needed a whole new voter class. And I think that immigrants was definitely the play. And that's why they're fighting so hard against voter ID.
But I don't disagree with most of that. What I'm saying is we can point to things that the Republicans do, the conservatives do, to position themselves for the same thing. For example, when you're redistricting in Texas, for example, and other places, you're doing that because you want to position yourself to get most votes.
Absolutely.
This is politics. This is politics. Absolutely. So in other words, we can't hate on one side for coming up with a mechanism, you understand, to curry more votes in your favor.
We have to, Stephen A. And the reason that we have to is because it's one thing to, you said it yourself. I can't even jump on an airplane unless they identify who I am. I can't get a place to stay. I can't get a car. I can't get anything. But I can determine who it is that makes the laws that ultimately govern us. Like if that isn't the thing that we need to protect more than anything else in our culture, in our society, I don't know what is. So we have to be vigilant to make sure that every vote is valid and every vote is counted. And we can't just let, you know, mail-in ballots or people being able to, I say gaslight us. And I believe in that, you know, this election is free and fair when it's not. And I don't believe that that's what happened in 2020.
Well, let me tell you this, too. Let me tell you, because you left out something that's very, very important, Anton. When you in New York City and you need an ID to shovel snow. But you fight. I mean, you talk about telling on yourself. You talk about telling on yourself. I mean, Mom Donnie and the Democrats. I mean, it just went out the window. You fighting for the safe act not to exist, but in the same breath, you require an ID to shovel damn snow. I mean, that argument went out the window for them. There's no question.
I don't understand. I know you were born and raised in Queens. I know your roots is definitely New York. I know you a Knicks fan, and it breaks my heart to see what the Pistons are going to do to the Knicks. However.
I thought I liked you, bro. I thought I liked you. You got to bring up the pistol. You got to do that to me, bro. I mean, you got to do that. All right, go ahead, man.
However, I have to say that you must be disappointed in what is happening in New York. And I'm not even talking about with Kathy Hochul. I'm not just talking about with Zohran Mamdani. I'm talking about city council. I'm talking about Eric Adams. Everything that has transpired over the last 5 years in New York has ultimately led to you guys electing somebody that hasn't even been born inside of the United States of America, and y'all mayor today. So it bothers me. It bothers me that this country, is going the way that it's going.
You use the word disappointed. Nah, bro, I'm scared. I think New York is going to be an unmitigated disaster. I'm scared as hell. I already moved out the state, bro. I already bought a house in Florida. I ain't gonna lie to you. I already bought a house in Florida. I'm like, hell with this. This is an absolute mess. So you have your points. I'm just saying that you're making points about the Democratic Party. What would you say about the Republican Party? You're not about to sit up here and act like they're paragons of virtue, right? And that they're always honest and straightforward. We're not gonna do that, are we?
No, I think that Bush II was the worst president in my life. I absolutely hated him because of the things that he did to the economy. That was the worst time of my life. I went broke. I think that Obama inherited a mess. I don't think that everything that Obama did was wrong. I actually think that Trump's policies more or less align with what Obama was doing in 2008, 2009, 2010, right? Mm. If you look at Nancy Pelosi's policies back in 96, right? If you look at what Joe Biden said that he stood for, if you look at what Obama represented, those are the same things that Trump represent. They want to make it seem like, well, him deporting illegal migrants is such a bad thing. Obama deported over 3 million people in his terms. Trump didn't even deport a million people in his first term in office. So I don't think that what Trump is doing is so radical. I think that what he's doing is more closely aligned with what moderate Democrats was doing back in the 90s.
So with that being said, is it fair to say that you wouldn't be against the Democratic Party if it represented what those Democrats represented back in the day, that your real problem is with the progressive movement that appears to have taken over the Democratic Party, and that's what you completely disassociating yourself from?
No, absolutely not. I believe in less government. I believe that people that are here, they should be here legally. I don't believe in men and women's bathrooms. I believe in smaller, much, much smaller government. I don't believe in higher taxes. I don't believe that you are independent. I think that you are conservative. I think you're a Republican. And not just with your dollar. I think that you are a Republican, but I don't think that you are willing to admit it openly because of the backlash that comes along with the Black community and not supporting people that aligns with the Democratic Party.